Thought of the Day on Premier.
It's the start of a new week. Some of you are about to set out on a journey into the office or to meet work colleagues in other parts of the country. I wonder how you're feeling on this Monday morning. Are you excited about the week ahead? Are you feeling less confident and slightly daunted? I want to spend some time exploring some verses from that great Bible passage found in Romans chapter 12. Writing to the church in Rome, Paul, who penned this letter, offers some amazing challenges for us today as we seek to live our lives. I want to spend this week exploring just three verses from that passage. In the first verse of the Message version of Romans 12, Paul writes, "Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around, and place it before God as an offering." That verse is a great encouragement, as it doesn't matter how we are feeling. We are to offer our lives to God for His glory. You might be saying, "Warren, I've heard this before, and this may be true." But I believe if we start each day being honest and real with God, we will see Him move in our circumstances. You see, God is interested in all our lives, not just the bit we may have done yesterday at church. So let's offer our everyday, ordinary lives to Him this very day and see what He does in our midst. And I reckon if we genuinely seek to offer our lives to God, we would be surprised by what He might do. And yes, maybe even a miracle. I'm Warren Evans, Chief Exec of Sports Chaplains UK. God bless.
Thought of the Day on Premier.
Great stuff. And Warren's going to be with us all this week. Look forward to hearing what he has to say.
Good morning. This week I'm spending some time exploring three amazing verses from Romans chapter 12. I love these verses as it reminds me, and I hope you too, of how we might live a life of fullness with God at the centre. Yesterday I posed a question about whether you were offering your everyday, ordinary life to God. Today I want to ask, what are you doing with that unique message God has given you? Maybe even in church on Sunday. I believe that when God speaks, He calls us to action. And in Romans 12, verse 2, from the Message translation, Paul writes, "Readily recognizing what He wants from you and quickly to respond to it." God wants us to recognize His voice in our lives and to quickly to respond to it. So if God has given you a clear instructions or a task that He wants you to do, then I want to encourage you not to stop and procrastinate, but to put it into practice. The longer we hold on to something, the longer we'll put it off. Let me confess, I'm no better than no one else. I readily put off stuff. But God's command is clear. We must quickly respond. The call this morning is for us to seize the day for God, what He's calling you to do. I'm Warren Evans, Chief Exec of Sports Chaplains UK. God bless.
And thanks to Warren Evans for our thought for the day. He'll be back with us at the same time tomorrow. This is Inspirational Breakfast on Premier Christian Radio.
Thought of the Day on Premier.
All this week on Thought of the Day, I'm spending some time exploring verses from a great passage, Romans chapter 12, written by the apostle and early disciple of Jesus, Paul. Let me share with you a secret. I love playing with my children. I have three boys, a 16, a 15 and a 3-year-old. Yes, and the 3-year-old was a surprise package. But it's great, especially when we're playing sport. Parents, you know that when we're playing with our children, or maybe even others too, we can be immature or even get down to their level and be childlike and childish. In Romans 12 verse 2, Paul speaks about how we as Christians need not to be dragged down to a level of immaturity that is around us in society. He writes, "Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best of you, develops well-formed maturity in you." I love the fact God wants my best. Working with sports chaplains across the country, I hear stories week in and week out about coaches pushing their various athletes to do their best to win. But for us, who put our trust in God, He wants our best. The challenge this morning is very simple. Why not take some time out today, whatever that might be, to ask God what He wants from you? I'm Warren Evans, Chief Exec of Sports Chaplains UK. Have a great day.
Thought of the Day on Premier.
And our thanks to Warren for that. He'll be back with us again tomorrow at the same time. This is Inspirational Breakfast on Premier Christian Radio. Rosie and John with you through till 10 o'clock this morning. It's time for this.
This is Premier Praise.
Light up your life.
This week in Thought of the Day, I'm spending some time exploring verses in that great passage from Romans chapter 12. The Archbishop of York once said that Yorkshire people wake up on a morning and start their day by saying, "Goodness me, it's morning," rather than, "Good morning, God." How did you wake up this morning? With a joy in your heart and a spring in your step? Or did you wake up tired and feeling despair? The Apostle Paul, writing the letter to the Romans, knew what it was to go through some stuff. But he says in verse 3, "I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me." Whatever you're going through, God is there. So let's speak out about the good God who has done good things in our lives and share with others what he's doing right now. Speak about that deep-rooted goodness we have in God. Recall those champagne moments. It's impossible to hold both a negative and positive thought at the same time. So let me encourage you to be positive. You never know, speaking out of deep gratitude in your own life might be a blessing to others. I'm Warren Evans, Chief Exec of Sports Chaplains UK. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, thanks, Warren. He's a nice one, isn't he?
This is Premier Praise. This is Premier Praise. Light up
your life. Good morning. All this week in Thought of the Day, we have been exploring three verses from that great passage in Romans chapter 12. Explored how we offer our lives to God. We've been challenged to ask God what he wants from us and quickly to respond to God's instruction. And also in how we offer gratitude to God in our lives. All of what we explored in just three verses about God-shaped encounter. I want to offer you one final but simple thought. We have been challenged to understand ourselves by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. As we approach this weekend, often when many of us, we can take some downtime, I challenge you to read the account of Jesus on the cross in the Bible and allow it to break your heart. All of us are on a journey with God, but we need to take time out for that relationship to grow. Like those first disciples, we need to learn what it is to rise up in the name of Jesus. So why not take some time out this weekend to have a God-shaped encounter? It might change your life and someone else's. I'm Warren Evans, Chief Exec of Sports Chaplains UK. Have a wonderful day.
This is Premier Praise. Light up your